From Tourist to Pilgrim, the podcast on the papal basilicas made with Vatican News, Vatican Radio.
I am Father Andrea Leonardo, director of the Office for University Pastoral Care in the Diocese of Rome. I am Roman, and I still have the elections of the last pontiffs before my eyes. When the white smoke rises from the chimney on the Sistine Chapel, it tells the whole world that the new pope has been elected, and all the Romans rush to St. Peter's Square, which fills up in less than half an hour. It's incredible to know his name and receive his first blessing. The election has been taking place at St. Peter's for a long time, but then in the days immediately following, the Pope sits on the cathedra of the Basilica of St. John Lateran, because it is this liturgical gesture that says that he is now sitting on his cathedra. The Basilica of St. John Lateran is the Cathedral of Rome because it is where his cathedra is. Yes, the Pope teaches, but how different his way of teaching is compared to that of the academic chairs. In fact, the Pontiff is not called to teach his own ideas, but Jesus Christ and his Word. He must first of all be a disciple, the Servus Servorum Dei, as it is said in Latin, the servant of the servants of God, a servant who is to be a master. This is where all the popes have sat from Pope Sylvester onwards. John the 23rd, who convened the council, Paul VI, who led it, John Paul I, who was Pope for only 33 days, sat here. Then John Paul II, Benedict XVI, and Francis. And then the others will sit here as long as God wills. No other institution in the world has had a free election for so long to decide who should govern it. The current cathedra was redesigned when, at the end of the 19th century, Pope Leo XIII decided to enlarge the presbytery. Anyway, its predella is still the medieval one that was placed here again. It was probably carved at the end of the 13th century under Pope Nicholas IV. It depicts four symbolic animals, from left to right, the asp, the lion, the dragon, and the basilisk. These animals, too real and too legendary, represent evil, the evil that exists. They are mentioned in Psalm 91, which says, "You will tread on the lion and the cobra, you will trample the great lion and the serpent." The new pope, sitting on the cathedra, tramples on them, because this is the work of Christ, to defeat evil, hatred, and death. The gesture of trampling on evil has the same meaning as the two keys, typical of Petrine iconography. With one key, St. Peter shuts the door to evil, with the other one opens it to good. With one, he declares what is contrary to the gospel. With the other one, it opens everyone to access it. With one, corrects sinners. With the other, he forgives them. Whoever sits on that cathedra not only rejects any falsification that might obscure the gospel, but is there to make it known to the whole world so that it may give light to all. Perché dia luce a tutti.